Welcome everybody again. This is Cooking with Doug with another episode of Kitchen Gadget Talk. And today we have the lovely Honcho VB in the house.
Hello everybody. Hello.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you can make it. Glad you can make it. So before we begin, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself and any social media you got going on before we even begin.
Okay, I have a Honcho VB cooking channel where I do all types of gadgets with the Ninja Foodie, all types of air fryers. I even do the Traeger grill, the pellet grills, and the Blackstone griddles. So, I do just about a lot of different cooking gadgets. Okay. And I'm on Instagram as Honcho VB. And I also have a Facebook group. It's Ninja Foodie and Air Frying 101 Recipes and Tips.
Oh, wow.
So, I try to cover the gamut.
I see that. Okay, and that's Honcho VB. That's V as in Victor, P as in Paul guy. V as in Victor, B as in basketball, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So just to everybody know, I'm already subscribed to her, so I don't have to type it in. So for the audience, how did you get your name, Honcho VB?
Okay, well, I have been on YouTube for a long time. I had a career in IT, and I got the name because people were calling me and say, well, you're the head honcho, you got to make decisions.
Oh.
So so when I tried to get the name Honcho, spelled H-O-N, I couldn't get it.
Okay.
So then I put H-U-N-C-H-O. And then I added the VB for my first and last initials of my name. So that's how I came up with Honcho VB.
I see that. Okay. Interesting. and how did you, so you're IT, which is good. So I'll be calling you. Now that I know that, I'll be giving you a call randomly. how did you get your start on YouTube?
I got my start on YouTube. Photography is my hobby. Oh. And when I was working, I was always taking videos, although that was not my job. But always taking videos of the parties or anything that was going on at work. And then I would set it to music. So you would see a lot of still shots with segments of video set to music.
Okay.
And then I decided to that I was in such a fast-paced job. I decided that when I retired, that was going to be it for me in IT. Mm. I didn't want anyone to bother me about IT because I had just, it was just so fast-paced.
Dang it.
So I said I wanted to, when I retired, I wanted to do something that was going to be fun. Mm-hmm. So I went into the kitchen.
Okay.
And so that's how I got started with cooking and the YouTube.
All right. So what do you think was your, like, your first video? What gadget do you think you used?
I think the first video was with the air fryer.
Oh, with the, okay. So you think, uh-huh. So this was what, 2015, 16, 17? When do you think this was?
17. I haven't been cooking that long on YouTube.
Okay.
I haven't been retired that long. So yeah, it was about 17.
How long have you been retired?
I retired in 2014.
Okay.
But I was still, although I was retired, I was still busy doing other things. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So in your videos, let's say, what kind of gadgets do we expect you to, like in 2019, if I was to ask you, like, oh, you make YouTube videos, what gadgets would I expect to see in your latest videos?
You're going to expect to see anything that comes out that's new. I'm a gadget person.
Okay.
Whether it's cooking or otherwise, I'm just known as a gadget person. So I'll just because it's out and it's new, I'll just go and get it.
Okay. Well, that's what's up.
So, and I, I've been eyeing your June oven, but I
yeah, you don't want to dip into the retirement to get that, right? It taxed the mess out of you. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. June is awesome, though. Yeah, but, you know, put some aside. You'll get it. Yeah. And by the way, I'll be doing later, the last week of this month or later this month, I'll be doing a giveaway. They're actually giving me an oven to give one of you guys to get a chance to win one for free. So look out for that. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So, all right, so you like gadgets. So go ahead and run down and give me your, I won't say give me a top five or six or more gadgets that you would recommend.
Okay, the first on the list would be my Ninja Foodie.
Okay.
I think that gadget is awesome. Then I have the Gourmia Cake Baker. You don't see me doing a lot of videos with that one, but I really like that gadget because it's one that you could just take your flour, anything you're going to use to bake a cake, throw it into this Gourmia. It's almost like set it and forget it. Throw it in the Gourmia, put the top on, set the time, and you walk away. And then when you come back, you have a full cake that all you have to do is ice.
Wow. Okay.
I love that thing.
That's awesome.
Okay, so then I have the, my newest gadget is the Kasori air fryer. I kind of like that one.
The 5.8, okay, the black one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
And then I have the DeLonghi multi-fryer.
Mm-hmm. You have the DeLonghi, the big one or the small
one? The big one.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Let's see, what else? And I would say my Instant Pot, but I don't use it that much anymore because I do everything with the Ninja Foodie.
Right, right. Now, I mean, I always ask people this, and just for the viewers and this just for acknowledgement, I mean, just if you were to compare the Ninja Foodie pressure cooking to an Instant Pot, which I guess is considered the top pressure cooker out there, just standalone pressure cooker, right? So how would you compare the Ninja Foodie pressure cooking to the Instant Pot?
It's the same.
Okay. Okay. That's that's what I feel as well when I use it. I don't see much difference. Some say the foodie actually comes to pressure faster, but I don't sit there and time how fast it comes to pressure either. It's okay. I don't. Okay. So cool. All right. Cool. So, you have some questions for me, you were saying.
I sure do. All right, Doug. What is the craziest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh. Well, that ain't going to be too crazy for me because I don't eat crazy. I would have to say between a deer meat and frog legs. I guess frog legs. I had frog legs. Okay. That's the craziest thing. It might not be crazy to some people. Shout out to my folks in South Carolina, but I that's not something I'd probably... It did taste like chicken a little bit, but I won't eat it again.
All right. I have another question.
Okay.
Okay. If you could have a celebrity cook-off, ooh, who would you compete against?
That's a good one. I don't, celebrity cook-off, celebrity cook-off, I don't really watch those things, but I guess, who can cook? I guess off the top of my head, it would be Steph Curry's wife. Because I think she's awesome. So I would just like to be around her anyway. But I, off the top of my head, that her. But I mean, probably because I don't watch people that cook like that. Well, actually, you know what? What's that lady? Oh, I can't remember her name. She makes accessories like knives and stuff like, what is her name?
Rachel Ray?
Yeah. I guess I'll try my luck with her. She's fun. Her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What would you consider your signature dish?
Ha! My signature dish. I don't even know, because I just like to cook. I don't think I have a, well, to people, I guess it might be a signature dish, but to me, I just like to cook. So, it would have to be between baby back ribs and pot roast. A lot of people like my mac and cheese, mm-hmm. but my signature dish, well, it's not a dish, but I make a mean caramel macchiato in my Ninja coffee machine and blender. A lot of people come over for that one. But I would say baby back ribs, I guess.
Okay. What got you into cooking?
Just, you know, life. I got more bills and more, I guess when I moved into my house, you know, I'm not renting anymore, you know, money got a little tighter and I couldn't, you know, before I moved into my house in 2006, you know, I could afford to just go out and just eat everywhere, anywhere, every day, you know, it didn't matter. But, you know, as I got my house, you know, bills, and then of course I moved in with the mother of my child and, you know, now I went from one to like four. So, you know, things got a little tighter and I was like, I hate cooking on the stove. I don't know how to cook on the stove. But I like gadgets. I love electronics. So why not try and, you know, it's faster cooking on there. So why not try it that way? So that's what got me into it. And, you know, it's, you know, one person, I was just doing it for fun. Cause, you know, like I said, you know, everybody knows I had an electronics channel that wasn't that popular. So I figured, I think what my channel is the, you have, you know, electronic side, you have an electronic geek that's cooking. So that's, mm-hmm. That's the gist of my channel. So since my electronic channel failed, this is the best it's gonna get for me, I guess. So yeah, so that's how I got it. But it's fun though. It's fun. You know, I never thought. You know, even this morning, somebody said, you know, we made your recipe. My family loved it. I mean, stuff like that. I never thought. If I would have looked at that message, you know, 15 years ago, I'd be like, nah, that ain't talking about me. So yeah. It's just awesome.
Okay, what would you consider your favorite food?
Ah, well, I love food, man. So I guess Jamaican food would be my favorite, but I love me some Italian. I like Italian. I like pastas. I like... But I guess Caribbean food would be my favorite, but I just love food. I love Southern food too. You know, when I moved down to North Carolina, I mean, you know, New York makes Southern food, but there ain't nothing like having Southern food from down South, man.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just a completely different. So, I would honestly say because I grew up on Caribbean food, I would say Southern food right now if you really had to ask me because it's intriguing because, you know, a lot of the stuff that I eat now, I've eaten for the first time when I moved down south. So, so it's I would say Southern food because it's, you know, I haven't eaten all of it yet and I'm still learning how to cook some of it. And it's the most exciting right now. And a lot of people like Southern food too. Even people in New York or even Caribbean people, there's some, they like to cook Southern, you know, certain dishes too. So it's cool.
Okay. All right, well, that's it for my questions.
Cool. Well, let me ask you. Well, good. Well, let me ask you this. What, like when you watch YouTube, right? Because you have people watching you. But when you watch YouTube and you want to watch what you watch, because, you know, YouTube is like TV nowadays. Who are some of the YouTubers that you watch?
Okay.
Or subscribe to?
I watch... Cooking with Doug.
Wow. Of course,
Brazelle.
Right? Who?
Yeah, Miss Brazelle. That's my girl.
Oh yeah. And I'm having her next. She's next on the podcast. I'm gonna have her next.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And I watch Booger 500.
Of course.
And Ellen with the desserts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She be killing the desserts. Yeah. She
and I can't leave out Ray Mack Kitchen and Grill.
Man, he is blowing it up, man.
I know.
He is killing it. He is killing. Shout out to Ray Mack one time.
That's right.
Cool. Some of the people I listen to, let me look through my list here. I listen to, The Happy Whisk.
Right.
That's my girl. Shout out to Ivy one time. I listen to, of course, Booger 500 US. Let's see. Let me scroll. Miss Brazel, of course. What's this guy? Sam. What's this guy? Sam the Cooking something. What's this? Sam the Cooking Guy? Yeah. Uh-huh. I listen to him. He's pretty cool. Like when if I ever get big, I like to get big his way. Oh, Amy Learns to Cook,
mm-hmm.
Of course. Mom. Of course, Honcho VB. Yeah, Ray Mack. I watch him. A couple other Tiny Home Cooking. Shout to Shirley one time. I'll give one more. There's so many, man. I'm just scrolling. I'm just trying to pick, like, who I really, 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 really. Oh, there's one that I really, really. Ellen. I watch her. But who's? There's one that I really want to shout out that really inspires me. Where the heck is she? She is. Oh, Mel Simple Meals, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she? She is like so awesome. Like she gives me inspiration because she. She blew up so fast. Like, I mean, I think I commented, like, she had, like, 20,000 subscribers. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she had, like, 80. And then 2 weeks later, she had, like, 100. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Wow. And she, you know, she just cooks on the stove. Like, it's not even, oh, yeah, that's what she, where she, and why I subscribe to her, because I love her voice. What is her name? Home. Yeah, In the Kitchen with Gina Young.
I've seen her, yes.
Yeah, she sounds like Janet Jackson when she talks. So, you know, it's so funny. People say they like my voice. So I guess I'm one of those fans. I like her voice. That's why I subscribe. I just like if I could just like have no screen and just have her voice,
uh-huh.
It's just soothing to me. I don't know why. People say that about me. So I guess I understand what they're saying, which is a little weird that people find that in my. I need to do other videos then. Maybe I need to just talk to people so they can listen to my. Shout out to everybody that like my voice. All right, so let me see. All right, so yeah, that's about it. We got 18 minutes. I didn't want to go longer than 20. So is there anybody that you would like to shout out in the groups or personally or whatever?
I just want to shout out to my family. Anyone that follows me know that I went through a terrible time of being really sick, my family has been there to help me and has nursed me back to good health so I can get back in the kitchen and cook up all this good food.
Yes, yes. And I said a few prayers for you. I remember that time because it was a shock. I remember there was a time I was like, well, I don't see Honcho anywhere. And the next thing you know, I saw a video of you in the hospital and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I appreciate your prayers. Yeah.
So I'm glad you're back though, because you know, you never know these days, right?
That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it was awesome having you. Let me see. Let me see if I could squeeze a question out of you before I go. Let me ask you this: what is your go-to recipe? What are you? If someone was in your kitchen, I was around your family, and you was in the bathroom, and I just had your family in the kitchen, and I said, what's Honcho's best recipe, or best meal, best dinner, or best whatever? What do you think your family would say?
Potato salad. Don't give out the recipe.
Oh, if you tell us, you're going to have to kill us?
Yeah.
I hear you, man. I had some killer recipes that came through my house, and they, man, some of these chicks was like, man, you better not post nothing about this on your video, because if I see my recipe, you're dead, and then I'm going to sue you in hell. I was like, wow. I said, well, I guess I won't be doing anything with that. Well, also, Hajo, it's been a pleasure. And guys, all the listeners out there, go on YouTube and subscribe to Hancho VB. She's awesome. She's a friend. And I appreciate all of the love she gives my channel. You know, when I do a video, she always comments and likes the videos and stuff. And I do vice versa. So it's a big family around here. So that I look at her as YouTube fam. So definitely support her. She's awesome. And thank you for being on my podcast.
And thanks for having me.
No problem. No problem. I'll catch you in the groups.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
What's up, guys? This is Cooking with Doug, and welcome to another episode of Kitchen Gadget Talk. Now, as a reminder, you can catch these episodes as well on iTunes and Spotify. Just type in Cooking with Doug on those platforms, and you can hear it as well. Take me on the go with you while you're exercising, commuting to work, cleaning up your house, whatever have you. Well, without further ado, we have a special guest today, and we're going to go ahead and get her on right now. All right, without further ado, let me let my special guest today introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Urvishi. My blog is toothsleepers.com, and I am a gadget geek.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's me.
And I've been longing to get you on my podcast. I'm glad you took the time out today to share your information with us, your wealth of knowledge. And before we continue, just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. I know, you know, some of you may not know she has a bunch of cookbooks out. I know you have one that recently came out.
Yep, I have. So I have several cookbooks out. I have seven, five of which are out. So I have an Indian Instant Pot, a Keto Instant Pot. Then because I said I'm a gadget geek, so then I went to do an air fryer one. And then I did a keto desserts one, and then I have two more coming out, one in October, which is Air Fryer Part 2, and then in December, I'll have a keto in 30 minutes. So it's just like, you know, good food just made fast. So whether you're keto or not, it's just, you know, it's meat, vegetables, real food.
That's,
you
know, so that's really, nothing. Really cool.
It's really, really exhausting is what it is. You know,
Well, speaking of keto, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I am pre-diabetic, but I'm more, you know, my numbers keep rising. So my doctor really put a scare on me. So I'm not keto yet, but I'm doing a lot of low carb. So, So, you know, I'll be reaching out to you, I guess, in the future. So you can maybe hook me up with a recipe or two to put in the air fryer.
I will be delighted to help you. If you go to the website right now and go to the recipe index and you click on air fryer and then you can click on low carb, there's probably 60, 70 recipes. Air fryer one and two both have 60 plus recipes that are low carb because, you know, that's kind of how I eat. So it's easy for me to do that.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, I got to get to it. But the reason, one of the main reasons, well, I wanted to get you on, well, first, to catch up and you guys may not know me and Urvishi did some consulting last year, and that's when I first met her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know you, I saw you on YouTube, and I'm like, you know, I almost asked for an autograph, but we became, you know, good friends, and we just knew that we love gadgets and stuff. We had that in common, so that was completely awesome. So that I'll never forget that experience. And so I know you got this Melfi CRISPR thingy.
One of the reasons
why I wanted to get you on here, and I really want to get you before Amazon Day, because I know a lot of people were going to buy it. I know it was at a $50 price point, and a lot of people had questions about it. I didn't get it because I just didn't personally believe in it. I guess I'm more of a gadget snob these days. So, I have to watch what I get, because if I get something, you know, everybody else is going to get it. So I have to watch out what I get. So, but I know you got it. And I know you did a video, and I'm thankful that you did, because it was one of the first videos I saw on it. And I just want to, you know, now that you've had it for a while, I just want to get your take on it. You know, from your point of view.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, look, it's got pluses and minuses, you know. To me, let me start with the pluses. The two big pluses are it doesn't take up a lot of space. right? It just fits on top of, you know, it's a small little lid. And so for people who are living in small apartments or have smaller kitchens, you know, you're looking for something for an RV or a boat or a camping thing. You know, if space is a consideration for you, it's a really, really nice thing to have. And people who are going, I don't really know if I need another gadget. Well, right. You know, this may be the way to start, right? You know, and I think the other thing is that if you are the kind of person that, like, if you're using your Ninja Foodie a lot, or you have wanted to make recipes that are pressure cooked first and then you brown the top, like if you find yourself doing that a lot and you're moving things back and forth, right. You know, I love the foodie, but I gotta be honest, to me it takes up so much room that it does not occupy space on my counter. And I've got I live in Texas, so I'm not like, you know, a New York apartment dweller, right. So I've got a decent sized kitchen,
right.
But I can't leave the foodie out because it takes up so much space. So let's say that you're doing like a lasagna in the Instant Pot and you want to brown it, or you're doing, you know, meatloaf and you want to brown it,
right.
Things like that, you know, I think that lid comes in really handy,
right.
The downside to be and by the way, it looks small, but it actually, you know, in the video review that I did, you'll see you can actually accommodate as many things at a time, you know, like 12 chicken wings in a batch, just like you would in one of those egg-shaped ones.
Okay.
The downside to me is the fan isn't as powerful as it would be in an egg-shaped.
Right. It's 1,000 watts.
Yeah. So the circulation that you would get in the bigger ones, you're kind of missing in this one.
Sure.
So what does that mean for a cook? I think for a cook, that means is that it may take longer. It may take, and when I say longer, I'm not talking about hours. I'm talking about
minutes
longer, right? Yeah. So it may take a few minutes longer, and you may have to toss your food a little bit. You know, so it's not as powerful as the egg-shaped one.
Yeah.
So it's a trade-off, right? Like people got to decide which is more important.
And I like the idea of them doing it. It's so awesome. A, because, you know, you have your anti-ninja foodieites out there that, you know, they may have an Instant Pot or even a pressure cooker or whatever. And, you know, they refuse to get it. They like their stainless steel. They're not going to move.
Yes.
They're not going to budge for whatever reason, either because they're just a loyalist or they just love their stainless steel and they're not moving. So for that point, I think it's a go. But, you know, at 1,000 watts, I knew off gate. That's why I didn't even bother. I was like, you know, most traditional are 1,700 watts. But then again, since you have to be so hands-on, you know, with it, I can't imagine at 1,700 watts, it'd probably burn. You know, it's pretty hot at 1,000 watts. So at 1,700 watts, I could see maybe the company, you know, didn't go that route for lawsuits or something.
And I mean, that's the other downside, right, in my mind, and I talked about this one as well, which is that, you know, the one thing I love about the egg-shaped ones is that they're safe, like the heating element is away, so you could have like a 10-year-old, you know, putting chicken nuggets, right, under supervision, but you wouldn't worry with your kids. With this, my God, forget about kids, I worry about myself, like I'm absent-minded, right? I could just see myself set it down on a counter, and not remember the little silicone pad that needs to
be. Oh, yeah. And it's an extra plug, too.
It's an extra what? I'm sorry?
Extra plug.
Yeah, it is. I don't know that I'm worried about that so much, but maybe I should think about that. Like, to me, you know, what you need to do is you need to unplug your Instant Pot anyway before you plug that in, like just as a safety thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you could leave it in the same place, finish pressure cooking, and unplug.
Okay.
I mean, many people in my group have it and love it, and I totally see why.
Yeah, I get it, you know, too. I get it, too. Like, if you're, I would say to the people that have an Instant Pot or pressure cooker that are not going to get a Ninja Foodie for whatever reason, I don't know why, I still say you should go ahead and get it. Ain't nothing like the real thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you are not, then I guess for $50... why not? Because, you know, if you like your Instant Pot, I mean, there's only a few things you're going to crisp up anyway. So it would justify, you know, you're only whipping it out X amount of times anyway. Or it's not like something you're going to do every day or every other day, or maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. So I get it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, my biggest problem with the foodie is just the space. I just can't, you know, you know, most people are not going to have that much space. Yeah. And I think this is a good compromise.
But honestly, you have enough space. I think you may have OCD issues or something.
Well, I don't have OCD issues. I have too many gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many freaking gadgets in my kitchen. That's okay. The problem for me.
You know, your kitchen, yeah. One day I want to have my kitchen like you. I want the built-in cameras, all that stuff in there. That's the next way. I think that's a project for me next year. I think that's completely awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to marry someone who's a complete geek.
Yeah,
that's how I got
that's
there.
Tough. Yeah.
My husband does all that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
We're both gadget geeks, but he is he's a photographer. He's been a photographer.
Yeah, I know that. Right. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And just to put you on the spot, what's your favorite pressure cooker right now?
Honestly, I have not moved away from the instant pot.
Yet. I have
not tried the Meal-Thi pressure cooker. I need to do that, but I haven't yet.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. What brand? What model instant pots, to be specific?
Ultra 6-quart.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
The Duo Mini.
Okay.
So you know they have the Max and this and that. I haven't bothered with any.
So what about the Ultra Mini?
Well, so I need the Ultra Mini, and this is going to sound terrible, but, you know, this is an occupational hazard. I thought I had it, and now I can't find it amongst all the equipment. And so, like, I'm afraid to go buy it.
Right, and then pop up. Right, it's behind the closet door. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I'm giving myself a little time to find it, because surely I have the Ultra Mini somewhere.
That is fantastic. You know what? You got me beat. I've never had that problem. I don't know if I have it or not.
Just give it time. Yeah, I will say one thing, though. I feel like the Ultra has a lot of flexibility, but the Ultra has a lot of flexibility because you can move the dials and this and that. The Duos are faster. They are. You just, you know, for the Mini, you just press a couple of buttons, you're done.
Right.
You know, you're not sitting there turning knobs.
I just like the sophisticated look of it. That's why I'm like I said, I'm a gadget snob at these days. So the look matters, you know. I'm a true man, I visual first. But
So the Duo does look dated, right?
Wait, Instant Pot, didn't they make something new? They made that Vortex.
They made a Max. Yeah. Oh, the Vortex. Yeah. You know, I got the Vortex to test, and I don't know enough about it yet. I have a feeling it's going to be a good interim. So, like, you know, on the one hand, you've got the Meal-Thi that's really small. Then you've got the egg-shaped ones.
Right.
Then on the other extreme, you have the Foodies, which are, you know, require more space. And then you have the Breville, which I love, love, love my Breville.
You need to get a June, though. Sorry, that slipped.
Oh, the $400 oven?
$600.
I'm not so sure about that one. But I think from the looks of it, the advantage of the Vortex is going to be that it's kind of in between in terms of, you know, not taking up as much room, but giving you more room to make a bigger batch.
Gotcha.
So I'm curious to try it and see.
Yeah.
How that works.
My only problem, I remember I had a rant, an Instant Pot rant one day because when I first got the Ninja, but I'd say earlier this year, you got a lot of Instant Pot fanboys coming in the comment section comparing. And I went on a rant. I was like, please don't compare the Ninja Foodi to it because it pressure cooks just the same way. It takes a step further by dehydrating, air frying, blah, 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 blah. And part of my rant too, and I always wondered this. I was like, why doesn't Instant Pot make an air fryer? They have a bunch of robots that follow them like crazy. It would sell like crazy. But I was disappointed. I'm glad that they made an air fryer, but I was disappointed. I was hoping they would make something like an egg shape or a square shape.
Because
the problem is with those ovens, that's been done before, and none of them work. None of them. The power oven, none of them work. I mean, as far as catching on mainstream, you know, you have some people buy it.
I will say I returned my Power XL oven.
Yeah.
And the reason was not performance. See, here's the thing. People say, what's the best air fryer for me? And I keep saying that is not the right question to ask. The right question to ask is for what? Like, how many people are you cooking for? How much does it matter? Like, the Breville is an amazing oven, but I rarely use it to air fry.
Air fry, right.
And the reason I returned the the Power XL is it's a pain to clean.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a complete pain to
oh.
clean. I can't deal with it.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, I have the June oven. I've had the Breville. No toaster, oven, air fryer thingy. None of them are really. You can't compare none of them to a traditional. Like even in my Breville and my June, you'll like to make fried chicken. You're putting it up to like 450, 500 degrees.
Yeah.
And cooking it longer. You have it that high and it's still longer. So
I will admit that I rarely I love my Breville. I have not turned on my oven since I got the Breville.
Right.
But I do not use the Breville for air frying. I use it for everything
else. Right. So we will agree if you so guys out there, if you're looking to buy one of these convection ovens for air frying. I wouldn't go crazy about that idea. It's okay. It does do it. You know, flat foods, you know, like wings and stuff, you can do more, you know, you put it, lay it out all on the sheet and you could just put it in your oven. But, you know, whole chickens, bacon, stuff that splatter, it's going to be a pain to clean.
Oh my God. Chicken wings.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
in that oven forever.
Yeah.
I was cleaning the Breville forever with chicken wings. Never again.
Yeah. Now, the only good thing I'll say for the June that I'll say is, guess what? For the June, you can use oven cleaner. You just spray it on there and wipe it off.
Okay. So talk to me about this June. Maybe this is not part of what you wanted to cover.
Let's talk
about it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a Wi-Fi convection oven. It works with Apple and Android. You can see what you're cooking. It has a camera. Actually, do you have an Apple phone?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you would love it even more because I don't. But it's some engineers from Apple made the June. And so it has a camera up top so it could see. You can video what you're making. That's not a big deal. But it right. also recognizes what you're putting in. So if I'm putting in bread, it knows it's bread and
oh.
it has the presets for it. If I put in bacon, it knows how much bacon and the presets for that. If I'm putting steak
Dude.
And all that stuff, it's completely awesome.
What else does it do besides the convection? Is there some steam, something?
Oh, man, it does dehydrate. It does air fry. It does, what else? Slow cook. It has a built-in meat probe, and some other stuff. But it's all built in. You just put stuff in. It knows what it is. It has the presets. You can control it through
your. I now need one. Like
oh yeah. You gotta get one. You gotta get one. It's like new level. You have to.
All right.
Yeah, June
How
oven.
How big is it?
It's not much bigger than your Breville.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
It's not much bigger.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. You gotta get one though. Please do. I'll see if I can hook you up with get you like a little $50 discount or something. Cause yeah, you.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I get one in your hands. You definitely got it. All right, and just to put you on the spot again. So, what's the best air fryer in your opinion?
Okay, so the best versus the one that I reach for may or may not be the same.
Okay.
But, you know, if you've seen the way my kitchen is set up, my husband put these two shelves on the side. And on each of the shelves, we just put the appliances that I use all the time. And that way I don't have to plug them. I don't have to do anything like the Instant Pot, the air fryers, the Vitamix, the Zosi, which is the rice cooker. They all just sit there. And the one air fryer that sits there for me is my Philips Avance. And it doesn't get a lot of press for some reason because it's old. But I tell you what, it's got a grid basket that I feel like has better airflow. And it has a square basket that I feel like accommodates more.
What size is it?
It's the regular 3.5 or whatever. Like, I don't do the big ones because it's just two or three of us to eat. So I very rarely do the 6-quart or whatever the larger
right.
ones are. I don't
right.
I don't have the need for those.
Right.
But the square design or the rectangular design, it doesn't cut off the corners, right? So it accommodates more in my view.
Mm.
And I rarely have to toss it. So that's honestly, like, I love the Ninja air fryer, but
right.
my Philips gets more use for
right.
some reason.
Right. Now, I would say, not the Snudge Ninja, we love Ninja, but
yeah.
I would say if you compare the Ninja air fryer to other standalone air fryers, I still prefer the standalone air fryers over the Ninja.
The
air
foodie,
fryer.
You
now,
mean?
Yeah, the
yeah.
foodie. Now, the
yeah,
four-quart
yeah, yeah,
yeah. four-quart air fryer is like the best. They just need to make it bigger. I don't know if you have that one. That four-quart, oh my God, it's awesome.
Which one? The 101? The one that has a little dehydrate feature?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I like that one.
It's too small.
Here's the thing. For me, I like it for two reasons. One, I feel like they've overcome the flaw that the... So one of the nice things about it is it doesn't have two baskets in it, which means it takes up less space, right? But the GoWise that has that, I love my Go... the Gourmet. I love the Gourmet. My only problem with it is they put vents on the outside of the basket. And so if you get too much grease in the outside basket, like, you know, you're doing a whole chicken or something, it tends to leak. Well, I think the Ninja one is a good compromise because they didn't put vents on the basket, so you can't have it leak. Right. And they have, you know, just that little grid that goes in, so it's a lot more space.
Right.
But for some reason, I just, you know, I've had the Philips for longer, and I think part of it is just habit, right? Like, if you're all creatures of habit, you get used to.
Yeah. Well, I think what Philips, you know, that was one of the first, well, I guess to me, the first air fryers out, you know, because they were long before it caught wind over here. They were overseas, you know, Australia and everywhere. But but I think what happened here is when it caught wind here, you know, I guess 2015, 16, you had these aftermarkets, you know, Cook Essentials and other ones. And they're going for like, you know, $100, $120. Philips is going for like $250, $300 for three quart.
I got a GoWise almost 2 years ago now. So, you know, of course I was one of the early adopters because I'm a geek, right? So like I've had my air fryer for a really long time. And, you know, the GoWise was my absolute favorite. And then my son decided he wanted to take it. So I had to give it up. But I used the GoWise, and the GoWise was $70 or $80. And I've had it for 2+ years.
Right.
And by the way, my usage is not like other people's usage because I created 200 recipes for the cookbooks in that time.
And you tested it in there for,
Well, so if you're testing 200 recipes, you're probably making 275.
Right?
Because some of them didn't work. And then some of those recipes had to be tested 2 or 3 times. So like it got a lot, my air fryers got a lot of use. And people said, oh, you know, the coating's wearing off. Listen, here's why your coating is wearing off. It's because you are doing this backwards and spending too much time scrubbing it. So I feel like where people are going wrong with this on the cleaning is the best thing that I found is put hot soapy water and walk away for 20 minutes. Be a lazy person. Do not scrub. Just let it release all of the stuff on its own. And I've never had any trouble with the coating flaking off for me.
Good tip.
Yeah, there's no need to scrub it. Everything slides straight off after 20 minutes.
Nice. Yeah, and especially if you're doing this, you know, within, you know, 10 minutes after you made whatever you made.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, when it's hot.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Like that's the best way.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Now, have you, I got a 5.8 Kasori, and to me, that right now is a good run for your money. It's about $110. They had a sale on Black Friday. I mean, not Black Friday. Yeah. Amazon Prime Day. I keep calling it Black Friday.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's pretty good. The square basket is 5.8 quarts. It's 1,700 watts. Do you have that one too?
You know what? I feel terrible saying this. They gave it to me. They sent it to me for review.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't review it for this reason. I wrote to them and said, look, your cost is the same as a GoWise or a, you know, another established brand. And the first question my followers are going to ask me is it a reliable brand? And I don't know enough about Kasori to say that. And I see it's got 1,000 positive reviews on Amazon, right?
But you can't follow that. The only problem with Kasori is, and I told them this, I was like, stop. Yeah. I appreciate you giving it to us, you know, the creators, but they'll give it to like 50 creators at one time. And I'm like, you don't have to start narrowing it down because... You know, all of us are going to... I really believe in it. That's why I did it. And I did it late. I did my Kasori review. I waited till everyone's done. I was like... And I waited to see people, regular people's reaction. And I heard nothing but positive things. I said, okay, Kasori, go ahead and send me one because a lot of people are liking it. So I just didn't want to be on the bandwagon at first and just say, yeah, it's great. And it really
is. I know. That was my big concern is like, I just can't speak to the reliability of the brand. But I will tell you, it accommodates more than absolutely anything else I have. That basket is freaking huge.
Yeah,
it really is. I'm very attracted by that, and I really should review it.
Yeah,
but like I said, you know, I just don't know.
You just don't know, about right? Yeah, they're on the come up. It's a pretty decent company, and their stuff is pretty decent. So their pressure cooker, I mean, it's not Instant Pot, but they're pretty good. They're pretty decent.
Yeah.
So I definitely should try it. What else did I wanted to?
There's so many appliances and so little time. Like I can't, you know. I've got a whole bunch of appliances that I still want to review and I still haven't done them. So I feel badly about that.
Okay. And we'll talk about some of that. I got a Zoe bread machine. I don't know if you're into that type of stuff. What did I have before? I think the bread man, and now I upgraded to and also if you can, I'm doing it just for low carb bread. I'm talking like 2 carbs a slice.
And I have a ton of low carb bread recipes.
Okay.
Many of them have been very. You know what you need, Doug? You need my keto desserts book, because it's not just desserts; it's baking and everything.
Okay.
In fact, if you remind me, I'll see if we can't send you one if you want to do a giveaway in your
group. Oh yeah! I'd love that. Please do.
But none of those use the bread machines, because there's no rising cycle, right? You can't use yeast and sugar and all of that. That's been the problem for me.
Cool. I'll definitely check that out. What else did I want to ask you? I wanted to bring this up earlier when we were talking about Ninja. Did you see their new lineup of stuff?
I did, and can I just say, I wrote to them, and I, you know, you and I were in there for one of those product reviews, right? Did you go back a second time?
You went?
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
And that kind of surprised me, is that they didn't reach out the second time. And the other thing is, you know, it's like I wish that Instant Pot is, I think, to be honest, the worst offender. Like, they don't tell us about these things. Yeah. They want our help in publicizing it, but they won't tell us ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then we find out from our fans and followers that this stuff is out. And I'm like, well, that's kind of not cool, really.
If
you want my help, then you need to help me a little bit.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I
get what you're saying. That's one of the things I said, that I was like, well, we need to be there, not when it's done, when you're making it. Don't make it and then tell me, okay, this is what we have. Because if I have a critique, you're not going to like it.
that's
true. But they do have I'm definitely going to get that. I don't know if you saw it, the Ninja Deluxe. It's an 8-quart. And I think it has, it's a like 9-in-1, and I think
it has. Air fryer?
Yeah, it's a Ninja Foodie Deluxe.
Oh, I see.
Digital and fancy. So I definitely, and I think, I don't know if it's that one, but they also have another one that has a meat probe in it. And I remember that's one of the suggestions I had. I always wanted a meat probe. I bought one of those wireless meat probes. Works pretty good, but if they have one with the air fryer, I think that'd be great. So I'm excited for that.
All of mine, like, you have to use an air fryer, because I use so many spices that you can't see. You can't do a visual test on any of my stuff.
Right.
You're gonna need a meat probe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I also bought a Vitamix finally.
Oh, I love mine.
So,
you know, I really hesitated. I'm like, why do I need such an expensive air fryer? I mean, such an expensive blender.
Yeah.
You know? And I got it 10 years ago, and at that point, we were doing a lot of protein shakes. And my God, that thing, it's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I had Ninjas all before, and I knew Vitamix was great. But I was a casual, you know, I made stuff here and there. But now I make a lot of smoothies. And what I noticed, not just Ninja, but a lot of these blenders, they have plastic inside them. And if you use it a lot, it's just going to break down. It's just, if you use it every day, every other, it's just going to break down. I know Ninja has a 5-year warranty, but once you buy a Vitamix, you know, stainless steel parts and all that stuff, I mean, 20 years, 10, 15, 20 years, you're going to have it no problem.
Well, I tell you, the other thing is that, you know, I'd had it for about 5 years or something, and I don't know what happened, but the motor kind of started to act up. And we called them, and they said, let us hear the motor. And so we played it for them, and they heard it, and they were like, yep, you need a new one. And we were like, that's it? And they said, yep, that's it. We'll send you one. So they sent me an entirely new machine.
Wow.
I mean, that's
like an upgrade.
Yes, not an upgrade, the exact same one.
Oh, okay.
But like the whole motor was new. So like, think about it. If those things last forever, and I just got a brand new one because they listened to it on the phone and said, yeah, that doesn't sound right. I mean, that's, you know, to me, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah,
I would
oh,
buy
yeah,
that brand
yeah,
again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Right? They just listen, no
yeah.
paperwork, no nothing. They just
yes,
listen to
nothing.
it.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, that doesn't sound right. So,
That's awesome.
I can do that.
That is awesome.
I know.
Well, cool. So any gadgets that you are thinking about getting in the horizon? Or?
Yes. So here, I'm really struggling with it because it is so expensive. But I'm dying to get a Thermomix. I don't know why. I just really want to try it.
Wow.
I want to try a Thermomix.
Okay.
Yes. But it's so expensive. Like,
how much is it?
It's $1,500.
Whoa.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
insane. And this is why I've resisted.
Yeah, that's,
but I
yeah,
keep looking at that going, I could do something with that.
No, that's way. I'd have to borrow from my 401k to get that one. I can't.
And
I
the thing is, it's like, you know, what's the return on investment? On
yeah,
that?
It ain't much.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I do love, which is not, is my smoker. Do you have a smoker?
Yeah, I have a charbroil outside. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my smoker. Summertime is so perfect. I what I love about it is idiot proof. Like the first time I got it,
yeah.
I don't ever read manuals.
Me neither.
And so I was like, oh yeah, let's hook this up. And my husband was like, are you gonna read a instructions? I'm like, no, how hard is it? And he said, what are you gonna do? And I was like, I'm gonna take a piece of meat, I'm gonna put some spice on it, and I'm gonna stick it in there. And he's like, that's it. And I'm like, yeah, it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Choose a temperature, choose a probe temperature, and
yep.
have at it.
And set it and
like,
let it.
Okay,
yep.
well, we could always order pizza. It was the best freaking meat I've ever made, you know? It doesn't take much.
Yeah, if your smoker has the meat probe, yeah, that's what I do. I set
yeah.
it to the temperature, and it goes till it hits there and goes to keep warm. And that's pretty easy.
Know.
Yeah.
I love my smoker.
What are you wanting?
Oh, I have a Masterbuilt.
And what wood chips do you, what's your favorite ones that you?
That's, so in the smokers, interestingly, that's the only one I have. I haven't tested the others. I haven't tested.
No, I mean, what wood chips do you use? Like hickory or?
Oh, chips. Okay. So I am a Philistine because people talk about what chips did you use? And I'm like, I buy 3 or 4 from Amazon and I use the first one I can lay my hands on. So people are going to be horrified because people have this. You have to use apple for pork chops. You have to use it. I don't. I just use whichever.
Just whatever. I like hickory
and
so far.
It works fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've never eaten a piece of meat and gone, oh, this would have been good if only I had used hickory. Like,
I, you know, but
yet.
I realize though the apple one is a little more a silent of a taste, so reserved.
Yeah,
and the hickory is more loud. Like I did mac and
the
cheese with hickory.
In your face.
Yeah, it's like every bite, like the whole pan. Even when I dishwashed the pan like 3 times after, it still smells like.
Yeah.
I
think just I like a deep, heavy smoke flavor. You know,
that's
Texas,
what you do it
right?
For.
So, like in Texas, we don't use barbecue sauce. If you're using barbecue sauce, there's something wrong with your barbecue.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it has to be a loud, in your face taste, and you have to look at that and go, this is smoked meat, man.
Yeah.
And for that, hickory's really good for that.
That's awesome. I haven't really had any things in my horizon. I did get a new Kasori. Dehydrator standalone. I always wanted that. I know
oh,
I have
did?
One. For, yeah, and I want to. I want to
make beef jerky.
Oh yeah, more than that. I want to make like a fruit roll up. I want to make like. You know what I want to try? I don't know if this is gonna work. I want to make my own like spice for like baked chicken. Like my own like dehydrate
my own
spices and then put it on and see how it tastes compared to just sprinkling stuff on that you buy in the store. Just to see.
Yeah.
But and then just fruits, you know, I work from home, just fruits to snack on, like apples and pineapples and well, maybe not pineapples because they're a little sweet, but like maybe blueberries, strawberries and stuff like that.
Well, the other thing you could do, too, is if you're trying to do low carb is you could do more vegetables, right? You could do zucchini chips. You could do dehydrated little carrots to snack on. Carrots maybe a little bit higher, but like other vegetable chips, I think also work quite well in there.
Okay.
And that may be a good option for low carb.
Yeah, I'll definitely try that. Okay, cool. So I know you're busy. Your schedule is busy and stuff. What's new on the horizon for you?
Well, I've been heads down in books, and I think I need to take a bit of a break. I'm exhausted from constantly. It becomes a full-time job, and the blog was never meant to be a full-time job for me, but it turned into one. So I think, for me, it's
that's
like
an awesome job, by the way. Sorry.
It is a great job, but you know, when you're having to make 2 and 3 recipes a day, that's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and seven of those in 18 months is a lot. 700 new recipes for crying out loud. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a bit of a break from that, I think, for a little bit until these come out. And I'm just kind of focusing on getting the blog up.
Okay.
To, you know, where it needs to be. You know, I just got a little bit neglected, and I'm focusing on that. Just enjoying cooking again.
Awesome. You know? That's awesome. Yeah. And just for the viewers out there, the listeners, should I say, tell them about your site and your Facebook group.
Yeah, so the site is twoslavers.com, and the most visited page on there probably is my recipe index, because I make a variety of recipes. So I make Instant Pot ones, air fryer ones, I make keto ones and non-keto ones, and then I cover probably 20 different ethnicities at the least. Like, I love to cook food from different countries, and so you'll find, you know, bizarre things like Jordanian and Korean and Vietnamese and Indian and Chinese all nestled up against each other.
Oh, wow.
And so I spend a lot of time making sure it's very authentic tasting. So, like, I'll have people who understand that cuisine and those flavors test it for me and make sure that, you know, it tastes right. But then the Facebook groups are, you know, people will tell you they're the nicest groups on Facebook. And part of it is because I will not tolerate any meanness. So my thing is, you have to act like you're in my house,
right?
You know, and if you are in my house at my table and you wouldn't say something, then please don't say it in the group.
Right.
And that's worked out well. So the groups are very active. They're highly engaged.
What's the name of them?
You have to just look for two sleevers.
Okay.
For groups,
and
because one
it.
Of them
okay.
is an yeah, because one of them is an international one, which is non-keto. So
okay.
if people, you know, if you have questions about cooking from a variety of countries, that's the place for you. And then the other one is a keto group. So if you're looking for keto help, keto recipes, keto tips.
Nice.
And I'm a very no-nonsense keto. Like, I'm not all about supplements and this and that. My thing is just eat real food, you know, and don't complicate things.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to break down keto. So, you know, people, the nice thing about that group is there are hundreds of people that have lost 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds, 80 pounds from just eating my recipes and not doing anything expensive. Like, all the resources are free. I'm not charging for any of that.
Wow.
You know, it's just, it's just a way for people, for all of us to get healthier and eat good food while doing it.
Awesome. Well, I definitely got to hit that up, because, like I said, I'm
I'm
not keto yet, but I'm low carb crazy.
Hey, you know what? It's better than not.
So yeah.
You got to start somewhere, and low carb is better than the standard American diet. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, hey, that's all I got.
This was so much fun.
Yes,
it was so much
and
fun.
It's always good to catch up with you, because you know, I've been trying to catch up with her for like weeks.
I'm sorry.
I know. Hey,
I've been trying to catch up with myself for weeks.
That, I hope one day I can be as busy as you, because that's awesome. It's not like, you know, my stomach hurts, or, you know, my big toe hurts, so I can't do it today. Like, you're off doing this, you're off doing that, this, that. So that's pretty awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks again for coming here. And also, just to let you know, if you're on iTunes or Spotify, you could just type in Cooking with Doug and you can hear this podcast. So just check that out whenever you can, the viewers.
Oh,
and,
for me,
and,
yes,
and even
yes,
you.
And for the viewers,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely check it out.
Cool. Well, it was a blast, and I will catch you in the groups and in your groups, and I know you're in some of my groups, and I'll check out. Oh, and also check her out on YouTube as well.
Thank you.
Yep, and I'll catch you. Thanks. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What's up, guys? This is Cooking with Doug, and welcome to another episode of Kitchen Gadget Talk. And before I introduce my guests, I just want to let you know you can listen to this podcast on Spotify or iTunes by typing in Cooking with Doug. You can also find this on YouTube by typing in Kitchen Gadget Talk. Make sure you subscribe there. All right, guys, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest, and that's Melissa, a.k.a. Mel Simple Meals. Give it up one time for my guest.
I'm excited. excited to be talking with you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, before we begin, because we go back like car seats, I want you to tell everybody. Well, first of all, let's just do this. Tell them when you started YouTube, why you started YouTube. Let's start there.
Sure. So I actually started YouTube in July of 2017 because I became addicted, literally addicted to air frying and pressure cooking. And the only way I could kind of get my fix of that world was literally by going on YouTube and finding videos of other people that were doing that and things like that. And it became a big hobby for me. My husband would joke, some people run, some people knit, I air fry.
Wow.
I was a walking infomercial for air fryers and pressure cookers because any friend, anybody that would come up to me and ask me what was new, I always wanted to tell them about air frying and pressure cooking and all that kind of stuff. So literally it was just like, I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. And I saw, you know, so many great YouTubers out there doing some of this stuff. You know, Doug, you were the only one that was really focused on the gadgets as much, but it just looked like a lot of fun. Basically it was just a hobby.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started.
That's awesome. And I remember Mel like back 2016, 17 commenting on my videos. So, you know, when I saw you doing videos, yeah, I thought that was very awesome. I was like, that's pretty cool. That was definitely
cool. I've never heard of air frying until like around Christmas 2016, something like that, when my deep fryer broke.
Oh, yeah.
And then I basically started looking up new deep fryers. And that's when I came across an air fryer and I was like, what is this? And I love to research all gadgets, anything that before I make a purchase, because I don't want to waste my money.
Right.
And I was thinking, okay, this sounds way too good to be true. I've got to look this up on YouTube.
That's what I said. That's what I said when I got my air fryer from QVC. You know, I tell everybody, I looked on YouTube, I didn't see any videos, and I said, if this thing worked, because I wasn't sure if it was going to work, because, you know, David on QVC can make anything look good, right? So I was like, yeah, if this thing really works, I'm going to tear it up. And I made my first meal, and I said, it's over. I ain't looked back since. So, yeah, I remember those days. But remember back in the days when QVC, every Sunday, they used to have a bunch of appliances. Like, sometimes I would be getting nervous because I was like, I'm going to go broke today because there's just so much new stuff coming out. And you know, you just wanted to get everything. And of course you can't.
No, you absolutely can't. And now I stay away from even Easy Pays and Flex Pays too, because I was getting myself in trouble.
Well, now it's a little scattered out. It's not so bad now, but back in 2016 and 17, man, woo! I mean, one time I looked at my bank account and saw how much, you know, QVC was taking out, you know, from FlexPays. I was like, man, I need to give them my route number to payroll. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They get you so easily. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. So Mel's in pretty much all my groups. I know you're my kitchen gadgets group especially. So why don't you just go ahead and let them know what air fryers you got?
Sure. So it's a little bit different. My very first one, since I didn't know how it was going to be, I didn't want to spend $100. And so I actually got a Bella 2.4 quart, I want to say.
From Best Buy. Wow.
I know, they had the best deal. So it was only like $50. So I was like, okay, if this thing doesn't do what it says it's going to do, I wasted $50 instead of $200, my thought process on it. And I still have that today and used it last night to make steaks for dinner. Every time we make steaks, I put them in there. So I still love that thing and I still use it.
Wow. Nice.
And then I, you know, upgraded eventually to the Ninja Foodi, the 6.5 quart.
Okay. And how are you liking that? How are you liking that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I think
good.
That's my, probably my favorite one so far. I haven't, and then I, because I also have a New Wave 6 quart.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And it, I liked the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly didn't like the mesh screen kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hard to clean and all that good stuff.
I feel like it's so much harder to clean that. So nothing against the New Wave because I really like it performance wise, but I just felt like that was really hard to clean.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Cool, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I remember when you got your Ninja Food. I was like, yes, she's aboard. She's on board now. So that's good. I was happy. I remember when you got your Ninja Foodi. And so tell them how many pressure or what pressure cookers you have.
I have three because of the, obviously the Ninja Foodi.
Foodi, right.
And then the Instant Pot 3 quart.
Oh,
and my very first one was an Elite Bistro 4 quart.
Ah, you know, I had that one. I got that from QVC. Yeah, I had that one. I you know, took me back. I had that one. Yeah, I think I sold that and my 2 quart Kasori, and then bought my Instant Pot Mini. But now I want back my 2 quart Kasori. I'm gonna tell Kasori to send me that. By the way, I love my 2 quart. I just believed that if I got a 3 quart, that I would never need a 2 quart, which I don't need my 2 quart, but there's a lot. You see, the thing is, there's a lot of people out there with a 2 quart, and you know, I want to do recipes for them. So even though I have my 2 quart Cook's Essentials, I think it'd be easier. The 2 quart Kasori has a stainless steel insert. They have a ceramic and a stainless steel, depending on where you buy it. And either one of them is better than my Cook's Essentials. And the valve, the release valve, is like the Instant Pot Ultra. You just press the button down and walk away, and it just by itself. So that's another thing that's cool about it.
So, yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell Kasori to send me one of those. So what else did I want to ask you here? Pressure cooker, blah, 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 we talked about. Oh, yeah, talk to us about your, you got the Ninja Storm, right?
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of you, I have had such Vitamix envy. It's so frustrating.
No, yay, man. Listen, I had to borrow from my 401k to get that thing. Trust me. Really, it wasn't fun, but I had to do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are getting that Storm, though. A lot of people got that, right?
Yeah, a lot of people did. I saw a lot, you know, in your Kitchen Gadget group, but then also just even when it was on QVC, people were buying like 5 of them.
Yeah, because that price, right? How much was it?
Mm-hmm. $30.
On Flex too, right? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I had something like, I looked in my kit because I still have it. It was something like it. I think mine was a little bit smaller than yours, but I had some. I used to do that. I used to use that to like chop my onions back in the days. That was my pull and chop before the pull and chop. But mine was a little smaller than the Storm.
Well, and I also have the KitchenAid 3.5 cup food processor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh yeah. I saw you use that. Yeah.
Kind of similar, but the Storm was going to be bigger and I think just better for like smoothies and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people use it. So I'm glad they did that because that price point, I mean, if you don't have, you know, if you just want something and you don't want anything all jazzy and all that stuff, $30, you can't beat it. You can't beat that. You can't beat it with a bat.
And they had like, I think I looked and they have 11 colors or 12 colors now, but I think when they were first selling it too, they had like, I don't know, 30 colors or something crazy like that. It was any color you could want.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. So that's definitely cool. But yeah, the reason why I bought a Vitamix is because I just wanted something that, from me talking to people, I've heard people that had their Vitamix for like 10, 15, even 20 years. So although it cost me $400, hopefully, I'm hoping I will have that longevity with mine. And if it, even if it goes 10 years, that's well worth the money. Heck, these days, five years. if I get well, 5 years out of it, I'll be lucky.
What I really want it for, too, is, and I don't think anything but the Vitamix can do this, is I really would want to replace our Breville juicer.
Oh, yeah.
Because that thing is amazing, but it's hard to clean. It's kind of a pain to clean because you have to take it all apart. And once you do a green juice, it like never comes clean. And the Vitamix was the only one that seemed to like actually pulverize and almost make things more like a juice.
Yeah, for sure. Because I tell you what, fun fact, when I bought my Vitamix, you know, since I borrowed from my 401k, I also bought a juicer. I forgot the company. But that was $300 and something. So I almost spent $1,000 in one shot. So, so many people, and thank God for the Kitchen Gadgets group, and shout out to my homegirl Denise. She was like, Doug, you do not need a juicer. and number one, you don't need a juicer because you have a Vitamix. That's number one. And number two, being that I'm a pre-diabetic, she's like, if you juice, then you're taking the fibers out of your juice, a lot of the fiber out of your juice. I don't know about all of it, but a lot of it. And that's what you need. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm sending it back.
Yeah, that was a good idea for sure. Because there's also a lot of like pulp and waste left over from the juice, like from the juicer. And I always said, oh, make muffins with it or I'll do something with it. But it usually always just went, you know, in the garbage or in the compost or something. So
right. So I'm glad I got that tip. But yeah, so yeah, a lot of people tell me the Vitamix, you don't really need a juicer, you can do it with it. So it's definitely worth the investment. And also too, I mean, I've also learned, but you know, I can't wait for things. When I want it, I want it. I don't even care. But the same Vitamix that I got, which is an entry level one, I forget what it is. It's just black with the dial. Some people in my group have said they've caught it on sale. For like, mine was $400. They caught it for like $279 or something like that, $250. So you know, if you watch out, look out. You can catch Vitamix on sale. Yeah, even on QVC.
They do furnished ones too.
Yep. Oh yeah.
They still have the warranty.
Yep, they sure do. They sure do. So, do you have any questions for me before I go? Before I continue asking you questions.
Yeah, let's see. So, other than the blooming onion, is there anything that you find really difficult to make or you have a hard time cooking?
No, I think the blooming onion was the only thing, and I still, to this day, have not made it. I think that's how I met, that's how I subscribed to Booger 500 US. I think I saw that video. Oh, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, we have different air fryers, but I was like, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it myself. And I gave up. I tried that four or five times. And I gave up. I got successful by doing blooming onion wedges. I did a video on that. And I was like, that's much easier. And I was like, it's just as good. And it's easier. You're not plucking anything out. They're already wedged out. And you just dip it in your sauce and eat it. So that worked. I think once I did that, I said, I'm good.
I haven't tried it yet. I was like,
because
I remember when you did it on your page, too, and everybody was trying it.
Oh, man.
Some people had success.
Oh, yeah. It was about a 2% success rate. Some people did though, but yeah, the thing about it is and I'm not patient. You have to have real patience doing that. You gotta, spritz it really, really good. You gotta flour it really, really good. You just gotta take your time with it. It's not something that you're gonna go bam, bam, bam and think it's not gonna come out right. You gotta put the love in it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, is there something that you really don't like to cook?
Um, Well, no, but there is something. Well, there's a lot of things that I'm allergic to, such, like everything in the sea except tuna. So I can't make anything like that, which is a bummer. I'd make a whole bunch of salmon videos and shrimp this and that and all that stuff. You know what? I don't like grits. People like grits. I don't like grits. Yeah, I know it's a fun fact with me. I don't like grits. I'm more of a Quaker Oats, cinnamon raisin type of guy. Yeah.
Yeah, we hardly ever have grits here, kind of in the north.
Yeah. But a lot of
That's
people
why
like,
I'm
even my
kind
son
of
likes
like.
grits. He's like, Dad, you don't like grits? So,
I definitely like cheesy grits.
yeah. Oh yeah, that's cool. So, did you see any of the new Ninja Foodie? I'm not Ninja Foodie. The new Ninja lineup coming up. Like they got the Ninja Foodie Deluxe. They got the grill. They got you saw the oven. Did you see any? Did you get a chance to check out any of those?
I saw the deluxe and then I saw the grill, the Ninja Grill,
Okay.
which was pretty interesting because it didn't look that much different than an air fryer.
Right. Yeah, I'm think I'm gonna step back on that one, but it's a good idea. But I mean, it is a little pricey for. I'm just thinking after you do burgers, hot dogs, and a steak, maybe a kebab, then I mean everything else. Basically, to me, if you're not putting grill marks on what you make, then you could have made it in the air fryer. Now, I do understand that you could probably do it in half of the time because I'm assuming. This machine would go up to 500 degrees. So I'm assuming, like I saw a video today, a guy doing a steak, and
Oh, okay.
they did it like in 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. So you
Well,
cut down time.
I am kind of excited to watch more videos of people making stuff in it because I'm just not sure about it yet. Cooking with CJ, he got a grill and he
Yeah.
made peppers and sausage and it looked really good. He had to crank it up to kind of get those grill marks and stuff,
Oh
but
yeah,
yeah,
you
I was
definitely got to
excited.
do because I've tried that with a rack, and in
Yeah.
my regular air, and I preheat it for 5 minutes at 400, and you could barely see a mark. So yeah, even at 500, you're still gonna have to crank it up. I mean, if you're calling it a grill, to see those lion print grill marks, yeah,
Yeah.
you're gonna have to, yeah. You're gonna have to daggone nuke it.
That's the only group I'm not in, I think, is you did a indoor grilling
Oh yeah,
group, and
I retired that group. And that's another reason why I
okay.
didn't get the grill. I was like, to me, that doesn't pop off well with me. I'm not a griller, and that's why I'm glad Ninja, gave it to someone like cooking with CJ, a guy like him, because he's really good at grilling and outdoors. I mean, he's a good
Yeah.
cook anyway, but he's really good at that type of stuff. Where I'm not, I'm gonna cook a hamburger, a hot dog. I may do a leg quarter
Yeah.
and call it a day.
Just not grilling
I
like a
am,
barbecue grilling
I'm not the
thing.
master chef at steaks on the grill and all that stuff. I'm not. I just go out there and burn stuff and bring it in.
I
So,
like that smoker you have, though.
oh yeah, because see, I mean, you know why I love my smoker? It's just so easy. It's for
Yeah.
dummies like me. You just put your food in. You have a meat thermometer internal. And then I plug in what temperature I want, and then it goes to keep warm when it's done. And it even has a Bluetooth like receiver, so I can while I'm inside, I can see the stats. Is it done? Is it almost up to temperature? I could check all of that. So it just
Yeah, that's
foolproof for me.
amazing.
So you just season it up, throw your chips in, put your thyme in, and poof. That's it. But I love that thing, and it's because of that I got it. Because yeah, I have had no. Listen, I'm from New York. I've never had My mom had a little charcoal grill in our backyard. I've never had a smoker before. In fact, Mel, a fun fact, I've never had bacon until 12th grade. I mean, I've never had pork, period. Yeah, pork, period.
Oh, yeah.
So all of this is new. I mean, my parents, they never ate, they don't eat pork. So growing up in my house, I didn't get a chance to eat it until I, you know, got a little older. You know, but... Yeah, but that smoker is awesome. Is there any gadgets that you're thinking that's on your radar that you think about getting?
Like other than that Vitamix, not really.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I really do watch In the Kitchen with David every Sunday, sometimes Wednesday, mm-hmm. sometimes Friday.
Nice.
You just never know, you know, when if something is the right price and everything, I have to have it. That's like one of my only vices.
And
that's what I spend my money on.
I'm sure hubby loves that. You know, I'm gonna tell you a joke. What'd you say?
I said I don't go too crazy.
Oh, you don't go too. Oh, okay. You're good. You're one of the good ones. Well, I told someone in the Kitchen Gadgets group one time. I said, if you're not hiding packages from your husband, then I don't think you belong in my group. That's almost a prerequisite. You know, I don't even have a girlfriend, but my lady friends, you know, they'll look at my videos like, what did you buy again? But I'm going to come over and test it out with you. But but yeah, it's crazy.
I had thought about even starting another channel just because I feel like I buy something almost every week or every other week, but it might not be a kitchen gadget. It might be something off Amazon. It might be like I got like the Black & Decker sweeper, like, you know, those kinds of things.
That oh, nice.
They sell too. And
you need to post that in the gadget group.
I was gonna share that with everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Post that. We love that. I mean, we post everything in the gadget. We post the Ring alarm. I bought a little cheap little steam mop. We post all that stuff. Even Echo devices we post. All of it. Cell phone. You get a new cell phone, post it. Oh yeah, we do all that stuff.
I get packages probably every week.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah,
all right.
It's usually less expensive stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, definitely get that Vitamix because another reason why I got the Vitamix too, the community is like, it's like Instant Pot. Like, you know, Instant Pot has like their community there on, you know, Facebook is like massive. Like Vitamix is like that massive. Like you'll have like a ton of support and like everybody did everything like 50 times. So you'll have dozens of gazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazazaz But I, like I said, the reason why I got it, when I go out, like, you know, when I go on vacation or I go out anywhere to a bar or whatever, and anyone's mixing drinks and stuff like that, they're using the Vitamix. So that's what I want to use, you know, what they use.
I know we were at a green juice and smoothie shop that we have here in town, and I was telling my mom, I was saying, "Mom, look, they're using Vitamix."
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're using. That's it. Anyone, I say, anyone out there that's serious about you know, smoothies or just mixed blending, period, Vitamix is just the way to go. Now, I will say, I gotta check out that new. I'm not gonna get it, but because I just, you know, signed away half of my life with the Vitamix, but Ninja made a new blender that looks really good. It looks really good.
Yeah, see, I have always been on the fence about that too, but the Vitamix camp is so, like,
Yeah. You can't. Yeah, it's like an Instant Pot. Yeah, you just,
yeah.
Even, you know, there's other pressure cookers that does the same thing, but it's just not. In fact, until the Ninja Foodie came out, I had to come out to the realization, like, you know, I had other pressure cookers, and I'm so anti Instant Pot, but it's just so massive. I had to just get one. But I fell in love with my Instant Pot Ultra. I ain't gonna lie. When I had that, I was like, now that's a nice pressure cooker. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. And so
I found he actually comes up to pressure faster.
Yeah, because it's more watts. The Ninja Foodi has more watts. I think the Instant Pot is like 1,000 watts or 1,200 tops. And then Foodi, the 6-core is like 1,400 watts. So it's like 200 to 400 more watts. And if you get the 8-core, that's 1,700 watts. So you'll get that. And the reason why they needed more watts is because the air fryer part, right? Because, right. You don't need it for pressure cooker, but you need that extra power for, the air frying part. So that's the only reason why. But that new Foodi, I gotta get. I'm hoping they send me one. It's got a yogurt preset on it. On the new Foodi Deluxe. Does it? Yeah. It's got a yogurt, preset. And it just looks a little jazzier. I mean, it's not something like if you have a Foodi, you don't have to upgrade to that, but it is a great upgrade. It is a nice upgrade.
It does look fancy.
It does look fancy, yeah. But I mean, you know, I mean, the regular version ain't too shabby either, you know. So, you know, so you can keep your money if you know, but if you're a maniac like me, go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
cool. Hey, I'm gonna do I gotta do some more June oven videos. I think I'm gonna do a video cleaning it. I know there's a video out there, but okay. I want to show people how easy it is to clean, because that's one of the main things I hated about my Breville and all the rest of my ovens, actually, to be exact. But I think I made a big deal about my Breville because that was $400. You know, my other ovens, you know, I paid $100, $200. I was like, eh. But, you know, with the June, you can use oven cleaner to clean it. And I'm going to do a video showing people that. And it comes out like first day clean when you do it. So that's...
Well, that oven is just so cool. It's just so many people can't get it.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive. It's expensive. Believe me, if I wasn't doing YouTube videos, I'd be like, you do realize that oven is like 100 shy of my mortgage. Okay?
So, I have seen some of those other, like, I forget what they're called, but... You put almost like sous vide packages in like the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
You
press
the button.
I saw that. Yeah.
For you by the time you're home.
No.
It's like that's so futuristic.
Yeah. No. You can cancel Christmas on that one for me. I'm not. Not doing. I seen that. I was like, no. And that's expensive. Yo, that one's expensive too. I think that one's like $1,000 or something. Something like that. It's way over $600. Yeah. So, yeah, I was like, definitely no. Cool.
I always joke that when we redo our kitchen, I'm just going to put counter space in where the stove is because I don't need it anymore.
I want to do that now, but, you know, my homegirl who's a real estate agent, she's like, no, don't do that because, you know, one day you might want to rent or sell your house. And I'm pretty sure 95% of the time they're going to want an oven. So you're just going to mess up stuff. He's like, unless this is your house to the day you die, then you do that. So I guess I have to wait on my next house to do that.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. Well, this is cool. Hey, guys, all the listeners out there, make sure I'll put a link in the description of this video. But if you're not watching this on YouTube or listening to this on YouTube, should I say, definitely on YouTube, subscribe to Mel's Simple Meals, because that's the homie. And we want to definitely support her because she's been with me for a long time and it's awesome. So, So Mel, so is there any, before we go, is there anyone that you want to shout out? Any YouTuber or anyone in the groups or whatever?
I do. So it's kind of I'll just read it as a list.
Okay. That's fine.
I watch a lot of YouTubers and just, I really like supporting them and the whole community and all that stuff. So definitely Booger 500 US.
Of course.
Of course, everyone loves Booger and Christy's cooking channel.
Of course.
Those two were the first two after you that I subscribed to. So
awesome. Yeah,
cool. I've been with them for just...
I'm going to try and get Christy on here, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, Christy, do it. Kelly's Cooking, she has a Cook's Essentials air fryer, and she has like 13,000 or more subscribers. And
yeah, so I know her.
She does
yeah.
all air frying.
She's cool.
Yeah. Best Bites Forever.
Never
Smoking
heard of
and
her.
Grilling with AB.
Yes. Okay.
The Culinary Problems.
Heard of, yeah.
Lass's Food and Barbecue. Mrs. Kringle's Kitchen. Cooking with Cricket and Ivy at the Happy Whisk.
Ah, Ivy. Shout out to Ivy.
Yeah.
I always forget to shout out Ivy. Ivy, if you're listening, you know I've been begging you to do a podcast. You know it, you know it, you know it. Shout out to Ivy Happy Whisk one time. That is
yeah,
my homegirl.
She has 40 days of podcasting, so.
I love her energy. Yeah. I love her energy. She's just so awesome. I told her, I said, I want her to do an intro for me one time. You know, like when she makes that voice, she goes, "Arr!" Like, "This is Cooking with Doug," or however she does it. You know, she does that. That's so cool that way she does it. Like once, I talked to her one time, a couple of times, and she did it for me over the phone. I was like, that's awesome. That's awesome. Shout out to Ivy one time. But, all right, cool, cool, cool. So, yeah. So, guys, make sure you subscribe to Mel Simple Meals because she is awesome. That's a friend. She makes some awesome dishes. Also, tell them what some of the things that they should look for, forward to looking at videos and on your channel, just to let them know who is not subscribed yet.
Yeah, so I really love cooking with gadgets because, you know, cooking's all about being simple and delicious for me. So the fastest I can do it, the best, but it's gotta be good too. So I love using pressure cookers, air fryers, and just making simple meals, but ones that taste great too. So I love pasta, I love seafood. I love all food, I guess you could say. And sometimes I do little short videos where, you know, they just have music and no talking, and then other ones might be longer where I'll explain and talk too. So.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, awesome, awesome. Well, Mel, I think our 30-minute time is up, and I thank you for being in my Kitchen Gadget Talk episode. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Cool, cool, cool. And we'll see you in the group.
All right.
All right, guys. Catch you on the next episode.